With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump promised from early on that the war in Iran would be short and to the point, but a lot of Americans seem to believe it's going on too long. As Bernie Bennett reports, that most Americans think the action has gone on too long and are worried about the way it's going to continue affecting gasoline prices.
As the war launched by the U.S. and Israel continues in its fourth week, the survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research indicates that while President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady, the conflict could be swiftly turning into a major political liability for his Republican administration. While the president is deploying more warships and troops to the Middle East, about 59% of Americans say U.S. military action in Iran has been excessive. Meanwhile, 45% are extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Donna Warder reports on TSA officers who have not received a full paycheck now for weeks.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government, I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is chief outreach officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
In Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay.
And that report from correspondent Donna Warder. A ruling against Meta in New Mexico.
On question one, did Meta violate the Unfair Practices Act by engaging in an unfair or deceptive trade practice? The jury answers yes.
It's Judge Brian Beshield who read the verdict after the jury in Santa Fe ruled that Meta knowingly harmed children's mental health and concealed what it knew about child sexual exploitation on its platforms. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism in the federal government is going to court. Here's Michael Harrington with the details of a new study.
As a woman is suing to prevent the Trump administration from barring him and others like him from women's restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, has filed a front of the court brief against the plaintiff saying, quote, "Women deserve privacy, safety, and dignity when they come to work. Our laws and legal system should reflect reality, not deny it." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center and reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. This is SRN News. Details from the final 3 minutes of the cockpit voice recorder have been shared by U.S. officials investigating that deadly plane crash that happened at New York's LaGuardia Airport Sunday night.
Stop, truck one. Stop. Stop, truck one. Stop.
That sound captured on liveatc.net of the air traffic controller trying to warn the fire truck. Then 20 minutes later.
Yeah, I know I was here. I tried to reach out to my stuff, and we were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says air traffic control staffing was not an issue. The front of the Air Canada jet torn apart, the two pilots killed. Flight attendant Solange Tremblay ejected while strapped into her jump seat. At least 40 injured, including two on the fire truck responding to a separate emergency of an odor on a United flight. Julie Walker, New York.
Lower oil prices leading to some gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up 374 points at this hour. The Nasdaq up 220. More at SRNnews.com.